Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We all talk about the speed cameras in Chicago. Should the speed be raised from 6 miles an hour, over which you would get a ticket for $35, to maybe 10 miles an hour? Alderman Anthony Beal certainly is an advocate of that. And as they were voting in committee the other day, the vote suddenly paused until they could resume this week. Gia Biagi is the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Transportation. Commissioner Biagi, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Where are we on this? What happened last week? What's going to happen this week?
Well, last week we had an opportunity to really present the crisis that's happening on our roadways, not just in Chicago, but all across the country, where we're seeing 16-year highs in fatalities on the roadway. And here in Chicago, 174 people were killed in traffic crashes last year alone. And last week was an opportunity to talk about, you know, one of the tools in the toolbox, in addition to trying to redesign our roadways to make it easier for folks to slow down and let people cross the street. We talked about how speed cameras have been an effective tool for lowering speeds and even preventing fatalities in our city. So that's what we were doing last week, and we're looking forward to consideration for keeping the program in place this week, hopefully.
So while it did appear that the votes were there to overturn the mayor's wishes, the city is not vacillating on this. You're still steadfast that it should be a $35 ticket after 6 miles an hour over the limit, right?
Yeah, so here's what's at stake. You know, we have traffic fatalities, as I told you, across the city. And the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit, that's the limit, remember. What we're offering is a grace period of 6 miles an hour over that. So over what the law is, to 36 miles an hour before you get your $35 ticket. And the difference is, we know that if a pedestrian gets hit by a car at, say, 20 miles an hour, you have an 80 to 90% chance of surviving. If you get hit going 40 miles an hour, which is where the threshold would go back up to 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, you have an 80 to 90% chance of dying. So that's the difference we're talking about here. So we're just trying to make it really important for folks to slow down and use this tool in the toolbox.
What do you say to the reporting and the anecdotal observation of people that the city isn't using it for safety, they're using it for revenue, and that, in fact, the cameras aren't in the most accident-prone places, but in the places where they can make the most money?
Well, the cameras are in places around parks and schools, and that's the state law. And we know that they're having an effect. In fact, even since the threshold, that means that, you know, lowering it from 10 miles an hour over the speed limit to 6 miles an hour, we know that average speeds have actually gone down, and injury crashes have decreased near those cameras. So we have the data that shows it working, and we even studied the last couple of years. And we know that around these cameras, we've not only prevented about 200 people from experiencing an injury, but 36 people we've prevented from being killed at these locations. So, you know, they're at parks and schools because, in part, that's where kids are, some of our most vulnerable folks crossing the street. And so it's created a halo effect in and around those areas. So that means where the camera is, people start getting used to where it is, and so you start slowing down even in advance of hitting where that camera is. So it's having a big difference all over the city.
Alderman Beal says it preys on the poor, it preys on people on the south and west side, people who are least able to pay these tickets.
Well, one of the things that we do offer is a payment plan, an ability for folks who have a little trouble paying to get into a payment plan to do so. And let's not forget, you know, the first ticket is $0. So we give you some grace there, too, to say, you know what? You didn't notice the camera was here the first time. You blew past the speed limit. Here's a $0 ticket as a reminder.
I didn't realize that. I was unaware of that fact. Frankly, I've so far been fortunate enough to not get one of these. But there is one right across the bridge on from where I'm standing right now at WGN Radio on Columbus Avenue, just north of the river. And that thing goes off like a strobe light. There's no school or park nearby.
And it there's Ogden Plaza Park that's right there. So
okay, there is,
the
but it's triggering. It's not a park with a bunch of kids playing kickball running around. It's a park, I'll grant you that. Here's my point, that it seems to be a place where the traffic can naturally flow faster than the current threshold. And people who I would not deem criminal or reckless are getting tickets that I don't necessarily think they should be getting. Everybody has their observation about a particular intersection like that. So what do you say about those instances where it seems like it's a convenient way to make money, but there's no real threat to child safety there?
Well, I'll say a couple of things. So one, yeah, nobody's trying to break the law here. I think we all get in the car and we got places to go. And so, you know, it's easy to pick up the pace, especially when there's not as much congestion as there has been, right? So it's easier to speed. But we care about all of our population, especially particularly in the Loop and the location you're talking about. You have a lot of tourists. You have a lot of high-density residential development, a lot of people moving around. And so really, in addition to keeping kids safe, it's about keeping us all safe. We want to make sure that no one is getting hit by a car in our city. It's just devastating. And I think one of the things that's important here is, you know, 60% of the folks that are involved in fatal traffic crashes are actually the drivers or the passengers in the car that are dying. They may not be hitting a person. They might be hitting a fixed post, meaning like a stop sign or a traffic light or something like that.
Interesting observation, too. Yeah. I have 30 seconds left. This listener says, ask the commissioner why someone gets a speeding ticket in a school zone at 8:30 in the evening. Is it always when school children are present, or is it just period?
Yeah, it's meant to be when children are present, and that is something that if it's not the case, then there's an appeals process through administrative hearings, and we want to know about those because we want to make sure we're getting it right and that we're being fair, but that everyone can do their part. You know, you can't control the price of a gallon of gas, but you can control your foot on the pedal, and just let's slow down, look out for each other, follow the rules of the road. You know, if it's a speed limit, just try to stay within it.
Gia Biaggi is the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Transportation. I don't know that you and I have met, Gia, but it's sure nice to talk to you. Thanks for your help today.
Very good. Thank you so much for having me, and happy to talk anytime.
I hope so.